Amen. I want to look this evening for a little while today, if God will help us, in the book of Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter 28 in verse 1. The Bible says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was like light, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. I want to preach just a moment tonight, if God will be my help, on this Easter Sunday service. And praise God, we do think about that, and we appreciate it. On this thought, he is risen. Amen. He is risen. Now, he's not, he could be, or he might be, but he is risen. I want to look here at this, and we see this in this story we had here tonight. We had that the Lord's laid out before us. The story of the resurrection. We see this story, and it's revealed about what we see in it. We see the story revealed by, number one, by illuminating angel that came down from heaven. And the Bible says that his account was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. But it also says, he said, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. I'm glad today that we're not serving a dead Savior. I'm glad we're not serving a man in a tomb. I'm glad, praise God, on the authority of the Word of God tonight, we can say that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He came out of that grave victorious. Over it tonight. And boy, we sure do appreciate God sharing that with us, sending that illuminating angel of the Lord to roll that stone away so that we could look in there, and not so he could get up, and not so he could come out, but so that we could see that empty tomb. Praise God, I'm glad the tomb is empty now. Glory be to God, I'm glad we serve a Savior that he got up. Not for himself. Praise God, he got up for you and I, so that through him we might rise up also. Praise God, I say tonight, he is a risen Savior. Bless his holy name. We see that illuminating angel as he begins to bring up marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a light it is, a light that shines through all the world, so that all the world, Brother Robert, might see that Jesus Christ is alive and well tonight. He's a doing business, praise God, in the portals of glory for you and I. Bless his holy name. What a God we serve that had loved you and I enough and sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. Well, what a Savior we have. Amen. He's revealed by not only by illuminating angel, but he's revealed by the living saints. Amen. Verse 8, he said, they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them there. And I'm glad they were some saints of God that met Jesus after his resurrection. I'm glad they some saints of God that come upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I tell you what, I thank God that one day, one night, 1976, I come upon the Lord Jesus Christ, or I could say he came upon me. He come to where I was. I'd never be able to get to him. My arm was too short. I couldn't reach up high enough. But I'm glad, praise God, on that night, praise the Lord, that the Lord Jesus Christ loved me enough that he reached down to where I was. I got a hold not of my hand, but he got a hold of my heart. Praise God, he brought me out of that pew, brought me an old fashioned altar, and saved me, by God. God's amazing grace, I knew I was an old sinner on my way to hell. I knew that hell was real. I was apt to go there. But praise God, I'm glad a little old preacher told me from the Word of God, said you don't have to die and go to hell. Jesus died for your sins. And praise God, I'm glad I come out that night. Praise God, and come to the old-fashioned altar and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. And you know what He did? He did, amen. He came in, praise God. He forgave me of my sin. Cleansed me, praise God. I went out of there feeling loaded down with the world of care and the sins upon me. I come out of there and walk about that high shouting the praises of God because something had got a hold of me. What happened? I met the Savior, praise God, that night. That Redeemer of men, glory to God, that set me free. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm not that person I used to be. Hey, I'm not who I'm going to be yet. You say, hey, you'll call Jesus still working on me. Holy Ghost of God still working on me. Amen. I can't do what I used to do because the Spirit of God won't let me. Amen. That's a good test of your salvation. If you can do the old trashy stuff of this world that you used to do, pretty good chance that you ain't got the goods. Amen. Praise God. You get a hold of God. The Holy Ghost of God gets a hold of you. Praise God. You'll meet Jesus along the way. Amen. He'll say, oh, hell, praise God. He'll say, hey, listen. He said, I see you and I know you, praise God, who you are. And I'm here to help you, praise the Lord. I'm here to lift you up and carry. And praise the Lord, when you get to the point you can't go, He said, I'll carry you if I have to. Amen. Hey, man, that's the kind of God we serve tonight. Hey, glory to be to His name. When we get to where we can't go, if we're putting our faith and trust in Him, He'll carry us along the way. Amen. I know a lot of times the Lord's carried me. There's a lot of time, praise God, in my life I didn't have the strength to go on. I didn't have the wherewithal to do what I ought to. But I'm glad, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ was there with me to help me, just like He was these living saints, praise God, that was there to lift up the name of the Lord. Can you imagine after they see Jesus? Oh, they come looking for a buried Savior, and they found a risen Savior, amen. A risen Lord, glory God, who had done come out of the tomb victorious over death and the grave. Amen, I'm glad my Savior. Now, there's a whole lot of different things in this world that people look up to and claim as a religion. But I'm glad I serve a living Savior this evening. I pray God, my Savior is risen from the dead, amen. Not only from illuminating angel, revealed illuminating angel, but by the living saints of God, but by the loving scriptures of the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, in verse number 5 or 4, he said, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Amen. Praise God. The loving scriptures tell us that God Almighty says that Jesus rose from the dead. God loved us enough to tell us and let us know, praise God, that Jesus Christ came up out of that tomb victorious over death and the grave. He come out, praise God, victorious with victory in His wings, praise God, to minister to you and I the precious things of God. Amen. Because He is risen. Amen. Today. Amen. The loving scriptures tell us how much He loved us. God loved us enough. The scriptures love to tell us how much Jesus loved us, that He rose from the dead. Amen. Not only did we have it from the loving scriptures, but we have it from the lips of our Savior. In John chapter number 2 and verse number 19, and Jesus answered and said unto them, He said, destroy this temple, speaking of His body. He said, destroy this temple, Brother Robert. He said, in 3 days, I will raise it up. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, you do what you want to with me. But He said, I'm seeking to do the will of the Father. And pray God, I'm going to come out there shouting praises. In 3 days, I'm going to raise up. No matter what you do to me, no matter how much you took me down, no matter how much you try to destroy me and ridicule me, He said, in 3 days, praise God, I'm coming out of there. Amen. He said, I'll come out from under that load. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll come out victorious for God's glory. Amen. Not only the lips of the Savior but in John 2, but lips of the Savior in John chapter 10. Bible says in verse 17, He said, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me." Now watch this. "But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down." Now watch. He said, "I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Praise God. I'm glad we're served. I'm glad that the resurrected Savior, it was revealed, praise God, not by one, not by two, but by several folks, but the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He said, "I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again." Praise God, I'm glad, because that makes Him a living Savior. And if He's a living Savior tonight, He's a life-giving Savior. I'm glad I'm serving a life-giving Savior. Amen. He's not a dead God. Praise God, He's a live God. He's my God. He's a lifting me up. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm a feeling more alive than I've ever felt right now. Amen. We're living in a cold and a dying world. But praise God, I'm glad I'm serving a living Savior. Amen. Praise God. So we have that illumination. We have the living saints. We have the loving scriptures. And we have the lips of the Savior. And not only do we have the story of Revelation, but we have the surety of a resurrection. We see it in the Word of God. We see it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We see it. It was seen by Peter. Amen. In verse number 5. The Bible says, and he was seen of Cephas. Praise God. It said, hey, when Jesus got up out of that tomb, hey, praise the Lord, everybody was downtrodden. Everybody was beat down. Old Peter done denied and rejected his Lord and his Savior. And they come to him, they said, "Listen, we've been down there to the tomb. And praise God, the stone was rolled away. And Jesus not there. Praise God, He's risen from the dead." And praise God, I'm glad Cephas, old Peter went down there. Praise God, went out, run old John, the Bible said, slid in that old bar and tomb, amen. Got to looking around, didn't see nothing but grave clothes. Oh, Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God, had done got up and got out of there. Bless His holy name. Hey, man, praise God, left nothing but His clothes. If that laying there with that napkin was about His face, folded up neatly. I said, "Listen, I'm gone from here for now, but praise God, I'm coming back one day in a little while." Praise God, I'm glad I serve a Savior. Hadn't forgot about me, and He hadn't forgot about you. Praise God, He's coming again, just like He said. Amen. Ain't you glad He is? Bless His holy name, the surety of the resurrection. Old Peter seen Him. The Bible tells us that down the road, in the near future, Peter will be writing about his adventure with the Lord. Amen. Boy, what you don't you know it was an adventure? Amen. Walking with Lord Jesus Christ. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 3, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope." That's a living hope. That's an eternal hope. That's hope, praise God, with measure. He said, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He said, Jesus had never got up. We did not have no hope. You know what hope is? That's faith with expectation. Looking for a soon coming Savior. Come get us and take us out of this whole world. Bless His holy name. He said, abundant mercy. He had begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He said, to an inheritance incorruptible. Amen. That means, praise God, it's death proof. He said, and undefiled. That means, praise God, it's sin proof. And that fadeth not away. Praise God, that means that it's time proof. Amen. Glory be to God. It won't go nowhere. He said, and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Praise God, I'm glad. That word reserved means to be guarded. And the one who's guarding it, praise God, the Bible says, is none other than God Almighty. He said, who are kept by the the power of God through faith unto salvation. Praise God, I'm glad tonight that we have faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not a works, lest any man should boast. But boy, I'm glad, praise God, it's just through the grace of God that condescends down to men. Praise God, and gives us grace to believe in faith that Jesus Christ Himself is risen again. Amen. The one that died for our sins didn't stay dead, but He got up victorious over death and the grave. Peter would go ahead in verse 17 and he would say this in verse 17 of 1 Peter chapter 1. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Amen. A reverence for God. He said, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. He said, it's not the worldly things that we're holding on to. It's not worldly things and possessions that we're believing in. He said, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that died for our sins, praise God. He said, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, praise God, the path of redemption, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Verse 21 said, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls to obey in obeying the truth through the Spirit and the unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now watch this, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise God, from the lips of Peter, from the eyes of Peter, praise God, is a surety of the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. Peter says, praise God, I seen Him alive, I seen Him dead, and I seen Him alive again, praise God. He said, I see Him now alive in my soul, praise God. He is my Lord, my Savior. He's the Redeemer of my soul. Amen. He's the one that saved me by His marvelous grace. He's the one that brought me out. Amen. He was seen by Peter. Amen. Not only was seen by Peter, the Bible says He was seen by the people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse number 5, amen, the Bible says, and He was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once. Amen. Of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Amen. He said, not only was He seen of Peter after He got up, but He said He was seen of the people. Amen. Those people that were far Christ, those people that loved the Lord, those people that were looking for Him saw Him. I wonder today, are we looking for Jesus? A lot of people don't see Him today. How sad. And it's our remorse. It's not His fault that we don't see Him. It's our fault. We don't see Him because we're not looking for Him. We're not expecting Him. We're not seeking Him while He might be found. He said if we'd seek Him early, we'll find Him. Amen. He'll not hide Himself from us. He's available to be seen, praise God. If we'll just seek after Him, we'll find Him. These people, praise God, the surety of the resurrection was not only through Peter, but it was through the people, praise God. Over 500 brethren at one time, they said, have you seen this man, Jesus? And they throwed up their hand. He said, I've seen Him. Over here somebody said, I've seen Him. Amen. Praise God. He's risen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine? Over 500 people seen a man that was dead and he's alive again. Amen. I believe they was a shouting and praising God, running through the street. People said, what's the matter with you? You've lost your mind. They said, praise God, I've seen Jesus, praise God. He's alive, He's alive. Jesus is alive, praise God. Amen. Those that weren't stirred probably got stirred. Amen. You know how it is around here. You come in with the molly grubs, amen. God not stirring your heart. But you let two or three old saints of God get the praise in the Lord. Amen. Glorifying a risen Savior, praise God, ain't long for everybody will get excited about it. Amen. Hey, they'll start seeing what you're seeing. Amen, boy, and it gets good then. Not only was it seen by Peter and the people, but they seen by Paul. Amen. He said after that, he said he was seen of James and he said the family members. And then he seen the apostles, the followers. He said, last of all, he was seen of me. Hey, Paul was a foe to Jesus. But praise God, he said, hey, listen, I saw him on the road to Damascus. Amen. When I saw him on the road to Damascus, amen, he was alive and well. Amen. Paul said, hey, praise God, on that low man, he said, I was seen, he was seen of me. He said, I saw him. Amen. You said, well, preacher, he saw a bright light and he was blind. Praise God, that was Jesus. Amen. He said, I don't know why we want to stumble around in darkness. We're living in a world of darkness. We're living in a world of shadows of death, praise God. But I want to say there's a marvelous light that outshines the darkness. There's a marvelous light that outshines the shadows, praise God. If we'll just stay with the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you get out of the dark? Amen. Just keep your eyes on the sun. Amen. You keep your eyes on the sun, the shadow will always be behind you. Amen. Keep a look into the sun. Keep a following the sun. Praise God. The shadow will always be behind you. It'll be to your back. Amen. You know what happens then? Hey, Brother Robert, praise God, you can just leave it behind you. Leave that the shadow behind you. Leave the death behind you. Leave the worry behind you. Leave the care behind you, praise God, and just follow Jesus. Keep our eyes on Him. He's the prize, by the way. Amen. You miss Him, you miss it all. Amen. So it's not only the story of redemption, praise God, and the revealing and the surety of the resurrection, but there's also the sharing of the resurrection. Amen. It was shared, praise God. It was shared for me, to me and to you. Ain't you glad the sharing of the resurrection? Boy, what a blessing it is when God Almighty begins to share. Now, I don't know about you, praise God. I like it when God shares with me. Amen. You can take sometimes you take a verse of scripture. Sometimes it seems like you've read it time and time again. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God just open it up and just begin to reveal to you the precious love of God that manifests itself into your heart and your life. Amen. Gives you a bubble up inside your soul. Amen. Just makes you feel so good. I know salvation ain't about feeling, but I'm glad there's something that, praise God, lives down in my soul that I can feel. Amen. Praise God, it's living. Amen. Amen. Praise God, it's living in my soul. Praise God, it helps me, it encourages me. The sharing of the resurrection. Amen. He was shared, number one, by the angel. Amen. He was shared by the angel. Look at Matthew 28, verse number 5. He said, an angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye. I guess there was some fear in them that morning. Amen. They got up early, the breaking of dawn, probably a good bit before, and they headed down to the tomb soon as it was legally allowed for them to go. They gathered up and headed down to the sepulcher where they'd seen them lay the body of Jesus. And when they get there, he said, the angel of the Lord, amen, the sharing of the resurrection was shared by an angel from God and said unto the women, fear not ye. He said, you don't need to be afraid. Amen. You know why they didn't need to be? He said, because they come to give you tidings and good news. Amen. He said, come to give you the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. They come to share with you some of the portals of glory that took place in heaven, that had rung the bells of heaven, that had started rejoicing over in glory, praise God, of a resurrected Savior. Amen. When he got up, bless his holy name. He said, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. You know, I wonder how he knew that. Amen? I wonder today, Brother Jeff, in this world we live in, if an angel from heaven, God Almighty himself, even know if we were seeking the Lord. Amen? I wonder if we have, well, you say, well, he knows everything. Sure he does. But I'm wondering, what I'm saying is, I wonder if we got enough enthusiasm about it for God to recognize the enthusiasm that we had for seeking the things of God. Amen? We're so busy running here, there, and yon, running to, but I would say we'd be running to and fro. It's what Daniel told us last days. We'd be running to and fro. But boy, I tell you what, God's put a quietness on that, ain't he? Amen? They want you to stay at home now. Want us to stay at the house. Won't you lock yourself inside? Stay out of the world. Amen. I pray God wasn't new for, God's wanted that for you and me for a long time. Amen. That we'd get in here and stay out of the world. Praise God. Stay where we can be saved in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay away from the world. Stay out of the world. Praise God. Don't be partakers with it. Amen. Glory to God. He said, but they listen. He said, listen. He said, fear not. He said, we know that. He said, I know that you're seeking Jesus. I would that everybody I run across, Brother Robert, would know that I'm a seeking Jesus. I'm a seeking a Savior, praise God. I'm a looking for Him, desiring His coming. Amen. Jesus asked a question. He said, when I come, will I find faith? He said, well, in other words, He was saying, will they be faithful people looking for me when I come? I've been preaching for months, year for over a year. Praise God, Jesus is coming. We need to be ready. We're seeing the Word of God fulfilled. We're living today in one of the prophecies of the disease and the pestilence, praise God, that'd be in this world before Jesus come. He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. Lift up and look up. Look up and lift up your head, praise God, for your redemption draweth nigh. We need to be getting ready to fly away, praise God. Amen. A trump and a shout and to come up hither. He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Glory be to God, Brother Kevin. We got to split the sky. Amen. Go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. We're going to go out of here one day in a little while. But this angel ministered to him. He said, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Now what he gives them the assurance that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Now there's some people in the world that say, well, he just kind of faked like he was dead, done some shallow breathing, they took him down, took him over there, and then he revived. Amen. No, praise God, the Bible said that he was resurrected, that he was dead. Amen. He dismissed his spirit and he became dead. I mean, he left the land of the living. Amen. They took him down, wrapped him in those linen cloths, and put him in a borrowed tomb. Joseph Arimathea, praise God. Nicodemus got him, took his body down there, and laid it in that borrowed tomb. And they rolled that stone over to the door, and they sealed it so that nobody could get out, nobody could get in. Amen. I won't say nobody could get out. Nobody could get in. But Jesus Christ is the Lord. Praise God. He come out of there, praise God, victorious. Bible says in verse 6, the angel tells them this. Now watch here, it's a sharing of the resurrection. And the angel said, he is not here. Where's he at? Where's he gone to? He is risen. He is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. That's past tense. Amen. He said, come and see. Praise God. He's not here. For he's risen, praise the Lord. He got up victorious over death and the grave, praise God. Amen. Amen. And those that believe in him can be victorious over death and the grave also. Bless his holy name. You say, how? Because trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, he overcame, he got victory over death and the grave. They said, come and see where the Lord lay. Say, come and look, see where he used to be. Amen. He's not there. He's risen. Amen. But you know, I got to thinking about that the other day, church. I got to thinking about that. He said, he's not here, for he's risen. Amen. I got to thinking about my life and what God has done for me. I'm not where I used to be. Amen. God took me from where I used to be and put me where he'd like for me to be. Amen. Praise God. I'm not where I used to be. Amen. I'm closer to where God would have me to be. Amen. Praise. That's His hope. That's what He has for us. So we said the sharing of the gospel was by the angel. Amen. The angel of the Lord. Not only was it by the angel, but it's by the apostles. The Bible tells us, we've done read in your hearing over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 3 and 4. He said, by which also we are saved. If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I've delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. Now watch this. And that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen above 500. And after that, he was seen of James. Now watch this. Then of all the apostles. Amen? He said, all the apostles was a witness. All the ones that was with Jesus was a witness. After he got up. Amen. That Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Praise God. The apostles were witnesses. Amen. The sharing of the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? Because they followed Jesus. They followed Jesus. They couldn't wait to tell people that Jesus is risen. Amen. They went about telling that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Amen. But we see the sharing of the resurrection by the angel. We see the resurrection, sharing the resurrection by the apostles. But we see the sharing of the resurrection by the Almighty. I mean, the Bible tells in Revelation chapter 1. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, if you'll get to looking around, praise God, you'll see that I'm not in a tomb. You'll see I'm not buried and covered with a rock. He said, praise God, I come out of there victorious. Praise God, I'm a carrier of a victory. Praise God, I have victory to give. I come out victorious, and I have victory, praise God, to minister to hearts and the lives so that you also might have victory in the resurrected Savior. Amen. The Almighty gives us that surety. Amen. The sharing of the assurance of the Lord Jesus Christ, His resurrection. I praise God. He said in Revelation 1 and 18, He said, I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, He said, pay attention. Now watch this. The Lord, He said, I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, pay attention. Watch this. He said, I am alive forevermore. Praise God. He said, I was alive. He said, I was dead. But praise be to God. He said, I'm alive forevermore. He said, I'm alive and I'm not dying again. I'm glad there's only one resurrection that's needed. And it took place on Calvary. Praise God. The death of the Lord Jesus Christ, the redeeming of souls. And a resurrection happened on that first Easter Sunday. Praise God, when Jesus come out victorious over death, praise God. Come out shouting the victory. He said, I'm alive forevermore. But the best part is the last part of this verse. He said, amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Now that tells us right there that Jesus Christ is not only alive, but praise God that He has the keys. Now those keys, praise God, is the control. It's that power over death and power over hell. Praise God. In other words, what He's telling us here, that He is a risen Savior and He has the power and the authority. He has the keys in His hand over hell and over death. It's just like your house or my house. Praise God, He's got the key. Praise God, He's going to open the door and let in who He'll want in. And He'll hold out, keep out that He don't want in. Praise God, you say, preacher, how could He be a just God if He wouldn't let anybody in? I want to ask you the same question. Who would you want in your house? Praise God, I want somebody that loves me and help me and encourage me and go with me, praise God. Help me along the way. I don't want somebody to despise and reject me and scorn me and put me down. Amen. He said, I've got the key. And He said, if you'll love, glory. He said, I rose again for your soul, praise God. He said, I come to seek and to save that was lost. He said, if you'll be saved, praise God, I've got a key. I'll open the door, praise God, and I'll let you into the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God. He is risen for that purpose. Amen. He's risen for that purpose, that He take those keys of hell and of death. Amen. One of these days, you say, preacher, one of these days, all of us going to die. No, I hope one of these days, praise God, we all get raptured out of here together. Amen. Praise God, one day shouting a trumpet, we're going to come up hither, we'll be gone. Amen. Well, what a day that'd be, Brother Robert. Amen. I'd look over from my house, you look over from your house, in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, the Bible says, pray God, we'd be changed, we'd be taken out of here, and pray God, look over across two or three valleys, two or three hills, praise God, and there'd be old Brother Robert going, whoa, glory, as he's going through there. I'll look over there at old Kevin. He'll be coming out of that holler up there. He'll cross over that mountain. By the time he crosses the upper mountain, praise God, we'll see each other. We'll be a shouting praising. Hey, I don't know if we'll see each other or not, praise God. We'll be a looking at the Lord, amen. But we'll all be one mind, one accord. The Bible says we'll be known as we're known, praise the Lord. And we'll be a shouting praising God through the eternal ages. Amen. Look out, looking, seeing all brothers and sisters in Christ just popping out of here everywhere. Amen. Going out of here to be with the Lord. Dead in Christ arise first, those who are alive and remain be caught up. That means to be snatched out of here. We better be ready. Amen. Amen. Like a kernel of popcorn in a hot skillet, praise God. You never know when you might pop. Amen. You never know when the Lord might say, come out of here, praise God, and we'll be gone. If you're ready. Amen. It'd be bad for those to be left behind. You say, who will be left behind? Praise God. Those that deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. Amen. That don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us. He said He had the keys of hell and of death. Power over, amen. Power to give, power to manifest. Amen. Temporal, praise God, and eternal. Amen. Praise God. He has the power. Why? Because He is risen. He rose again, praise God, so we can see the power of an Almighty. He said, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And He's alive today to make intercession for you and me. That's what He's living for. Jesus lives. The Bible said He ever liveth to make intercession for you and I. Amen? You and I. Do you realize this morning that you're important to Jesus? Did you realize that you are important as an individual to Lord Jesus Christ? That He died on the cross of Calvary for you. He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for you. He endured the punishment. He endured the mockery. He endured the persecution. In His life, He done all that for you and for me. Amen? For you and I, He did. He done that, praise God. He took that upon Himself. And He said, but I'm alive for Him. He said, I died, but He said, I'm alive forevermore. And I'm ever living, make intercession. He said, I've got the keys. Amen? To hell and death. And I said, I can send in whoever I want to. But He's also got the keys to eternal life. Amen. And He won't open the door for us today. He is risen to open the door for you. To open the door for me. Amen. But you come door. He said, I am the door. He said, if you'll come to the door, we'll knock on the door, praise God. The Bible said He'll let us in. He said, if we'll open unto Him, He said, I'll come in. He said, I'll sup with you and you with me. Amen. He said, you want to dine? He said, you want to get in some good groceries, some good fellowship. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, just come with me. Amen. He said, because I am risen. He's risen. He's risen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. And He's beckoning to us today. He's beckoning to each and every one of us. He's coming to me. He said, all you weary and heavy laden. He said, if you're getting tired of this old world, He said, praise God, just get to looking to me. Amen. Get to looking at a risen Savior that died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the world. Get to looking to Him. Get to coming to Him. Get to drawing toward Him. Get to seeking Him. Praise God, and you'll find Him early. Praise God, and He'll show you the way unto Him. Amen. He'll show you that path that leadeth unto righteousness, which is Christ Jesus Lord. Our risen Savior. The Bible says He is risen. Amen. Praise God. All these witnesses, the story, the surety, and the sharing, amen, of the resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that with a surety He wants us to know, you and I, that Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. That He is risen, never to die again. Amen. But one day in a little while, He's coming again, just like He promised He would. And I'm looking forward to that day of His coming, ain't you? He's coming to get us. He's coming to take us. He's coming to take us that place that He's going to prepare for us. And it's just right over yonder. And boy, what a blessing to be when we get there. But unto then, all we got to do is just keep looking to a living Savior, a risen Savior, because He is risen.